The reflection for Epiphany is gift giving.
We love to give and to receive gifts. Gifts come to us every day in the forms of smiles, hugs, caring words, friends, sunsets, and hummingbirds. Gifts are freely given for the benefit or pleasure of another. Gift giving can delight or burden us. We live in a materialistic society that promotes lavish gift giving. Long before Thanksgiving, stores put up their Christmas ornaments and set out their merchandise. Lights and tinsel are everywhere. Television commercials and ads in newspapers and magazines entice us to buy expensive gifts to express our love for the special people in our lives.
Last week, Esther, was dredging through the pile of papers on my desk and found this anonymous quote. Our enormously productive economy demands that we make consumption our way of life, that we convert the buying and use of goods into rituals, that we seek our spiritual satisfaction, our ego satisfaction, in consumption. Joy, peace, and celebration can quickly be pushed aside when we become obsessed with gifts, decorations, parties, church programs, Christmas trees, travel, money, and how we are going to fit everything in. I used to make chaos out of Advent. I turned this season into competition. I tried to see how many parties I could host and attend. I tried to outdo myself and others by decorating my home in ever more elaborate ways. I counted the number of Christmas cards that went out and the number of cards that came in. Somehow numbers tallied my self-worth. I bought lots of presents to give to my friends, even when they didn't want or need them. By the time Epiphany arrived, I was exhausted and burned out. I didn't do Christmas. Christmas did me. But I have been changing how I do the holiday season by intentionally letting fall away the internal and external clutter of my life. I slow down. I do less. I create new rituals and more meaningful ways to celebrate the sacredness of the season. Christmas is now my time to reflect on the gifts God and others have given me throughout the year, as well as a time to reflect on the gifts I have given to others and to God.
We love giving and receiving gifts. We want this to be a part of our life all year round. We love some of the holiday lights, music, and food. We just don't want this holiday to be wadded wrapping paper when the holiday is over. We don't want the holidays to consume us. This Epiphany, we want to give ourselves a few gifts so we can be available and free to give to others. Gifts such as solitude, Sabbath rest, honesty, prayer, living an uncluttered, uncomplicated, uncompromised life. This Epiphany, we will give these gifts to others.
Our presence, prayers, grace, blessings, and kindness.
Faith that others can reach their highest potential.
Unconditional love, accepting people as they are, not as we wish them to be.
Letting go, allowing the others to walk the journeys they need to walk.
Listening to the needs, wounds, longings, pains, and joys of others.
Epiphany is a time to bless the world with our gifts of love, beauty, justice, harmony, and simple, abundant living. Questions to ponder. What gifts do you want to give and receive this coming year?
What gifts have you already given this past year that couldn't be wrapped up in a box?
What do you need to let go of so you will have more space to give and receive?